Next person is Peggy Haddis, P-E-G-G-Y. Peggy Haddis, H-A-R-R-I-S, date of consultation was 2-10-22. 2-10-22, day of visit is 3-30-46. I'm sorry, not date of visit, date of birth is 3-30-46. Please make a copy for Dr. Gary Pitts, M.D., P-I-T-T-S, P as in Paul, P-I-T-T-S, Gary, M.D. Next next line is, let's see, chief complaint is history of COPD and shortness of breath. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has a past history of smoking for over 50 years. Has been short of breath with activity, and had a recent CT of the abdomen for abdominal pains and nausea. The CT of the abdomen showed a splenic artery aneurysm measuring 1.3 centimeters. And lung bases that were seen were clear. The patient has history for anxiety and has dermatitis. She has previously been evaluated by a pulmonologist in North Carolina and has been treated. With inhaled bronchodilators and anti-reflux measures. As well as for sinusitis. Next paragraph. Also mentioned the patient had a CT chest in August of 2020, which showed small bilateral lung nodules, which apparently are stable from a prior CT. And further evaluation was suggested in 1 year. She had mild basilar atelectasis and evidence of cervical fusion. Next, next paragraph. Past history includes atrial fibrillation and hyperlipidemia and a history for PTSD and depression. Also also asked you for cholecystectomy, cervical spine fusion, and a tumor removal from the C-spine. She has had gastric bypass surgery in the past, following which she lost 130 pounds. She had a right knee replacement surgery. And had a hysterectomy and cholecystectomy. She also has peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of old age. Father's illness unknown. Next line. Habits. The patient smoked. One pack per day for 52 years. And trying to quit. No significant alcohol. Next paragraph, review of symptoms. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. She has no cataract. I'm sorry, she has had previous cataract surgery. She has vertigo, no hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has no hay fever. She has a persistent cough, she has abdominal pains, heartburn, diarrhea, and irritable bowel syndrome. She has chest or jaw pain but has palpitations or leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety and joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has occasional headaches, numbness of the extremities and memory loss, and skin rash with itching. Next. Med list, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, hydroxyzine, 10 milligrams PRN, and atorvastatin, 40 milligrams a day, omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily, aldactone, 25 milligrams TID, and roparamide, 2 milligrams PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is pale, alert, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 112 by 60, pulse is 85, respiration 20, temperature 97 to 8 is 140, saturation 98. H.E.N.T. are non-sphalic, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat was injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck circle, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with distant death sounds for the expiratory wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmuring, S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No lesions, edema, no keratinus. Reflects in the one plus with no gross motor deficit. Skin is grossly intact. Skin was dry and cool. Next paragraph, fresh number one. COPD and number two is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number three is irritable bowel syndrome. Number four is depression and anxiety. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT chest, also advised to use Symbicort 160 micrograms, one puff BID. And Ventolin HFA, two puffs, Q6 PRN. Follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately final impression is COPD with emphysema. Number two is atrial fibrillation and ASCVD. Number three is irritable bowel syndrome. Number four is depression and anxiety. Number five is nicotine dependency. Number six is degenerative arthritis. Next plan, the patient will use Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Continue with the other mentioned medications above. Nicotine cessation was discussed in the use of a nicotine patch. And advised to continue with the other medications. Previously prescribed and a follow-up visit arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Gary Pitts, M.D., P-I-T-T-S, M.D.